Kevin, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be with you, Chris.
Kevin, we're just over a year into legalized sports betting here in North Carolina. From the perspective of Fanatics, what's the first year plus been like for the company?
It's been great. So Fanatics Sportsbook is basically brand new. We just basically had our first full NFL season. So North Carolina was the first market that we launched competitively with everyone else, so like all the competitors. So it was really a great chance for us to kind of see where we shape up. And we're doing really well in North Carolina, and customers are really embracing us.
Specifically with the NCAA tournament, are there campaigns or events that Fanatics has launched around the tournament that begins in Raleigh today?
Sorry, say that one more time?
Yeah, are there specific campaigns or events that Fanatics has launched around the NCAA tournament?
Sure. There's two main ones that we're doing. One, anyone locally can actually just come out to local today right out at the Lenovo Center. We have a Fanatics Sportsbook experience in the great sports bar named Local, which is unique. But then overall, we're asking customers to embrace the chaos of college basketball. We have Jalen Rose as our face of a campaign, and we're going to give away $5 million in fan cash. And all you really have to do is opt in to our campaign, place a $20 parlay on any college basketball, so that's men's or women's, and you'll get a guaranteed share of $5 million in fan cash.
Wow. Okay. So for folks who maybe don't know, can you walk me through fan cash and also through the fair play that Fanatics has?
Sure. So fan cash is basically our backbone of our loyalty program. So whenever you place a bet with us, you earn fan cash. And then that fan cash can be converted into a lot of different things. It could be converted into bonus bets right on our sports book. Or the greatest thing about Fanatics is we have this great ecosystem for sports fans, and you can turn that fan cash and buy team merchandise. So if you want to get a Duke jersey to watch the game today, you can kind of do that. We also have collectibles and even tickets from Ticketmaster.
Wow. Okay, now we do know, Kevin, and being transparent here, that folks can develop some bad habits when it comes to wagering. Are there guardrails or other things in place to help those who might be on the verge of developing an issue?
Sure. It's the one thing that the entire industry is looking into. First off, we always have to make a distinction. There's responsible gaming and there's problem gambling. So responsible gaming is more about setting a budget, learning how to bet, and keeping your play in a manageable time. So like we have tools on our app that can manage your play. So manage your time, you can set limits on that, and then you can manage a budget. So you can budget how much you deposit each month, how much you deposit each week. If you do have a real problem with your play, we have things like timeouts, and really you can just self-exclude. And it's a really simple process if it's something that is really an issue in your life. The overall industry has some great things, particularly for young people. The Responsible Online Gaming Association has a website called knowyourplay.org. And it's designed for college students to navigate responsible gaming, financial literacy, and mental health.
Visit with Kevin Hennessy, the Vice President of Communications for Bet Fanatics. Who, so far with Fanatics, who's the most popular pick to win the whole thing?
I mean, I'm not even saying this just because where I'm talking to, but it is definitely Duke. And Cooper Flagg has been basically the number one pick for MVPs and pretty much, you know, as you kind of go, we're just hoping that his ankle and leg is up and running for the tournament.
Sounds like it's going to be, so hopefully they're okay. Remind us again about the event at Local and what folks can expect when they show up today.
Sure. We're there every day. So we're there for Carolina Hurricane game and basically all any event that's there. But it's a great place. You can come in, have food, have drinks before the game. You can come in after the games if you're trying to wait for the traffic to die down. And it's a Fanatics Sportsbook experience. You can come in. It's not a retail sportsbook, but you can bet online with us, and we have special things throughout the area.
Kevin, as I let you go, what's the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
Hey, if your brackets are busted, and we know a lot of people are because of McNeese State, you can still have fun and enjoy the tournament with Fanatics Sportsbook.
It's great stuff. Kevin Hennessy, Vice President of Communications for Bet Fanatics. Kevin, appreciate the time and the perspective this morning. Hope we get a chance to visit again soon.
Thanks. No problem, Chris. Have a good one.
You too.